Well, Brendan, a few of the boys just getting a bit tired. It's been a long season.
Yeah, I think Geelong, some of their spread and their ability to take the ball to the outside with uncontested possession would probably suggest why you've asked that question. I've got to give them credit. It can make you look a little bit that way. Yeah, I think what you're seeing really is a club that's in contention versus a club that's in its second year of a reset and on a different path just right now. And there's some, we said it's going to be some ups and downs and a bit bumpy, and although it's difficult while it's bumpy, in time we think it'll pay us back and we'll learn from it.
What's your take on the danger tackle? Obviously Cruz will be assessed during the week.
Haven't had a chance to look at it, yeah.
You didn't have a complaint, the action when you saw it at the time?
Sorry?
You didn't have any complaints at the time?
I didn't see it. I didn't see the exact hit, so I'd like to be able to give you a real gut feel on it. I haven't got one because I need to be able to see it in detail to give you a really informed answer.
But as you were told, it's a fairly mild concussion, is it? It's not a major case.
Well, he didn't come back on the ground, so and Cruz is an absolute workhorse, and I consider him a player that gets on the front foot and can push through adversity, but he didn't come back on. But we have an absolute... we make sure that our players are really well protected in terms of welfare and anything related to the head. Our doctors will make really good informed decisions on. So in this instance, we looked after him.
I know you've been reluctant to use the tiredness side of things as an excuse. But is it just a reality? I know Paul Roos spoke about that being an issue at Melbourne. Was there getting a young side up towards the end of the season? Is it the reality? I mean, is it something rather than you feeling like you're making excuses?
Oh no, there's lots of reasons today. As I said, when we attack very skinny and straight, and as a result of that, when the ball was won back by Geelong, they stretched us in defence, and we couldn't get any delay on the ball. And without any delay on the ball, you look even slower, probably, because we've got some guys with speed. We know that. But the way we attacked affected our defence, and then with our defence, you've got to try and get delay on Geelong, and we couldn't. And as a result, a lot of uncontested possession. But as I said, there'll be some bumps, there'll be some highs, but we'll be good learning. Our players will learn some real physical resilience. And it's just testing us at the moment.
Are you concerned you're in the mix for the spoon now?
I don't look for the spoon or give that a consideration. All we do is go and look at what lessons we can learn from games. There's easy lessons when you win, I reckon. You can look at it as easy lessons, and hard lessons when you lose. And it's easy to be just really, really critical when you lose. But we'll go and look at it really, really strongly and learn from it. And that's really important with a young group. You can just see with the weight of the statistics, you know, a lot of our leaders are taking a fair load, particularly through the midfield. You know, Murph and Gibbs without Cripper out there and Ed are taking a lot of the load, and they're working really hard. But the way we look at it is our young guys like Samo get more midfield exposure. Although it's a bit bumpy and we don't like losing, that'll pay us back. I think he had 20 touches today and 10 tackles. Playing more midfield, which probably wouldn't get as much time if Cripper and Ed weren't there. Young Harry didn't touch the ball a lot. You can see that he's got some class, but he kicked a couple of goals. That gives him a little bit more confidence at the level. So, full credit to them. They're in good nick, the Cats, but these experiences pay you back in time.
Supporters looking for outward signs of progression.
Yeah.
You've got a difficult run to finish. If you don't get to seven or we don't get another one, is that concerning?
I will try and win every game. Our supporters need to hear that. But we're also playing the long game here. We called it a journey for a reason. It's a little bit bumpy at the moment. But what they are getting to see is a young group get exposure. And given our situation, they're getting a lot of exposure in positions like Samo. And that's good for us.
Levi, another positive?
Yeah, Levi's marking the ball pretty well up forward. Our forward's still learning to gel and run intelligent patterns when going forward. I thought we moved the ball and ran a little bit straight, which hurt us in our ability to defend, and they're all learning that with Harry and Jack and Charlie.
Sorry to interrupt.
You're right.
Are you confident you can reach terms with him before the end of the season?
Listen, we have a policy as a footy club, and I don't want to be really dismissive of those sort of questions, but anything contractually, we try not to discuss too much in the public domain. I'm sure his management and Soss will be working through that currently. What he is doing, though, is he's working incredibly hard on his game and investing in others, and he's been a Carlton person, so we'll see how it unfolds.
Where do you think the club is, or what area of the ground do you think is the biggest area of concern at the moment? What do you think you need to go and get, say, in the trade period or the draft?
I think we need to keep developing our depth in the midfield in particular. You know, we know that Cripper's quality, Murph, Gibbs, young Samo and Fish in time are going to show a bit for us. Dave Cunningham's just learning the ropes. So we need to build our midfield depth. There's no doubt about that. We've got some good depth down back. Up forward, it's really young and raw. There's no secret. People know where we are.
Wiedering spent a bit of time on Tomahawk. Was that as much a learning experience that Tomahawk was flying tonight?
Yeah, he was in really good form. And as I said, what happened, we didn't get delay on the ball and his lead-up really hurt us. So Wiedering got a bit of a go there, so did Jones. But he was in good form and up the ground with the way that our forwards and mids couldn't get delay on the ball really helped him. And when he's in that sort of nick, he's hard to stop.
He was so good against Melbourne, probably should have won that game. So the wind go out of the sails a little bit after that?
Yeah, there's a lot of games, Steve-O, that we've been in it up to our teeth. I think there'd be five or maybe six games where we're in front in the last quarter, and just with more maturity and more games into our young group, we may have been in a bit, may have won those games, but they're all if buts and maybes. You've got to live it and learn it. It's bumpy. We don't like losing, but this year will pay us back, as will last year. We changed the list demographic in the last 12 months significantly, and we did what we said we were going to do. We went to the draft. I'd love it to be fixed in win losses overnight. It just won't be.
In general, where do you think you're a better side this year than last?
Well, it's hard to just quantify exactly. There's the profile of our list is where we're better. And that's the most important thing to understand. It's we've got games into our young talent. More young talent in our club and more young talent being played this year. That's where I'll probably start and stop with it.
Happy guys.
Thank you. Cheers.